Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Rightio, it's 9.53 here on our in fact, it's 9.55, but we've got to get across to the sports desk as quickly as we possibly can, courtesy of Polaris. The field day specials are on now. You can get up to $2,500 free accessories on Polaris Rangers. That's just one of them. Logan, good morning to you again. Interesting morning.
Yeah, we've had close eyes on the golf this morning, Smithy. The PGA's Charles Schwab Challenge. Ryan Fox, he is just doing New Zealand proud at the moment. Currently sitting tied for 21st. He finished his round today one under today, so he finishes two over total. So good for him. We've also been tracking the top three pairing here, Smithy. Emiliano Grillo is now in the clubhouse on 8 under, while Adam Schenk and Harry Hall are playing the par 4 18th hole at the moment. So after Grillo's ball went for a little detour, he went for he shot a 6, so he was 10 under, gone to 8 under. So he'll probably look to not be in this playoff, I would imagine, unless Hall and Schenk only par on this par 4 hole. So we'll see. So we're keeping updates on that, Smithy. And, of course, the Indy 500 wrapped up this morning, and there was a whole lot of chaos, Here's one crash for you.
Nothing, though, guys, as we see Joseph Newgarden on the outside of Felix Rosenquist moves that shell car.
Oh!
Felix in the wall, big time.
This is going to be a big hit right here. I don't know if he's going to keep it out of the turn two wall. Oh, no! Kirkwood!
Ooh!
Kirkwood upside down!
And really dramatic footage there, Smithy, because you saw a tire go flying off. Luckily, just missed the grandstands and hit a car in the car park, and that's it. And then there was another restart with two laps to go, another red flag. So it was a massive shootout to the checkered flag.
300,000 plus in the stands today have seen it all. Green flag flies at the speedway. Hello is on the inside of Rossi, but Ericsson has bolted. Ericsson sprints away from Joseph Newgarden and is doing what he did a year ago.
The second year in a row we see him unleashing the dragon.
Joseph Newgarden has never won the Indianapolis 500, and he's ahead on this last lap. Joseph Newgarden, is this the moment when the pain ends?
By one.
The drought, is it over for Joseph Newgarden, or does Marcus Ericsson have something?
By two.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Joseph Newgarden finally wins the Indianapolis 500. It's the captain's 19th win, Newgarden's first.
Oh, the audio of all the cars whizzing past, Smithy. That is lovely to hear in your headphones. Scott Dixon finished 6th, and then fellow Team Penske teammate to Newgarden, of course, is New Zealand's own Scotty McLaughlin. He finished 14th, and then they got to get up and do it all again with the Detroit Grand Prix on Monday, Smithy. There's so much sport going on. We could have talked about the French Open, the Stanley Cup playoffs as well, but we've got to wrap things up here on the sports desk where Polaris Field Day specials are on now. Get up to 2,500 free accessories on Polaris Rangers, Smithy.
Just before, of course, we do go to the news, we do have 30 seconds for a final review for you on the Maple Leafs, because I'm not quite sure we've spoken to you since then.
Yep, you're right. I haven't been on the show since May 11. It impacted me so deep that I had to take that much time off. And we'll touch on it more later, Smithy, but it's going to be a very interesting offseason. They've already said goodbye to their GM, who was very much a fan favorite and beloved by yours truly.